This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Today is the last day Missouri residents can register to vote in time for the November elections. In-person registration can be done at county election offices, driver's license offices, and at state agencies such as social services and WIC. Lara Eggerdahl with the Secretary of State's office says those unable to register in person today can download an application online.
You can go to govotemissouri.com and print out a voter registration application, but it does need to get postmarked today, Wednesday, October 6, in order to be eligible to vote in November.
Eggerdahl says more than 105,000 Missourians have registered to vote this year, and more than 600,000 have updated their mailing addresses in time for the November 2nd general election. Today, the museum announced its closing date. The downtown Columbia Health Education Museum will be open through October 16th, though the Explore and More area of the museum has already closed. Last week, Columbia College got approval from the U.S. Department of Education to use the building. The museum opened in 2008, but slow business is forcing the museum to shut down. The Springfield Fire Department says one person has died after an airplane crash at the Southwest Missouri City's downtown airport. Two other people were taken to St. John's Hospital in Springfield after the accident this morning. Pilot told fire crews the plane crashed as it was landing, but it was not known where the flight originated. Fire officials say the exact make and model of the small single-engine plane was not known. University of Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton met with faculty today to discuss state review of degree programs. MU administrators are reviewing 75 degree programs for possible elimination under statewide cost-cutting edict. The State Department of Higher Education defines such low-producing programs as those awarding fewer than 10 bachelor degrees a year on average. The cutoff is 5 graduates for master's programs and 3 graduates for doctoral programs. Computer science, food science and nutrition, and 3 foreign languages are among the programs on the Columbia campus meeting the state's criteria. At the faculty meeting, Chancellor Deaton explained the importance of the statewide review.
Tell us what this means. That's really, in a sense, what the governor has asked all institutions in the state to do. Give us a report on what that means for you. Does it suggest changes that could occur, areas where programs could be consolidated, where departments, doctoral programs could be merged in ways it would strengthen the institution and enhance what we're doing at this university?
Final approval of any program elimination rests with the university system's board of curators. The teen charged with killing 9-year-old Elizabeth Olden near Jefferson City wants the Missouri Supreme Court to allow her to get an education while in jail. An attorney for 16-year-old Alyssa Bustamante says Missouri law entitles children to a free education. The education request has been denied by a Cole County judge and a state appeals court. Cole County Sheriff says Bustamante has access to GED materials. Bustamante's attorney wants the Supreme Court to order authorities to provide an education. Today, the Supreme Court set an October 12th deadline for the state to respond in opposition. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.